We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. Another week of OTAs complete. And joining us in studio, a guy who's completed another week, which is a good milestone for him, offensive lineman Chris Harrison. Chris, thanks very much for coming by. We appreciate it.
It's good to be here, man.
It's got to be good to be back on the field after everything you went through, and you've now made it through a couple of weeks of OTAs. Tell me about that.
It's been a process. I mean, it's after such a long layoff, it's really good to be back, really good to be in, you know, a structured environment where you're learning some football, get to get out there on the field with the guys and, you know, get back into it.
Were you able to do anything prior to these OTAs as far as conditioning work or football work or anything at all?
No, not really. Probably about the last, I say, month, about 5 weeks, I was able to get out and do a few things, but, you know, nothing to the level of what, you know, sort of has to be done to get into, you know, camp shape, game shape, and, you know, ready for a good, healthy season.
And this all started last summer. You had a back injury and then an illness and basically couldn't do anything for 8 months. Is that right?
Yeah, just about. It was sort of sudden. You know, it was just something that came along. And, you know, I had to deal with that, you know, health before anything else. You know, I got to be there, you know, for my kids and my family.
How did you make it through those 8 months, both what did you do physically and how about mentally to get through 8 months off, on the shelf, basically?
Physically, it wasn't much I could do. You know, just had to go to the doctor, do what I, you know, was supposed to be doing and really take the medicine I was supposed to take. And outside of that, you know, it was more so a waiting game to see if I could, you know, come back out here. You know, mentally, you know, I had a great support system, you know, with my family, my girlfriend, my mom, you know, my whole family was really behind me, praying for me and, you know, keeping me encouraged. It was a really rough time, but it was, you know, being away from something that you've known and done and, you know, made it such an integral part of your life and just having that taken from you, sort of makes you appreciate it. You know, it's really good to be back.
I don't want to pry into your personal stuff, but was your career in jeopardy? I mean, was there a chance you might not be able to return at all?
Oh, absolutely. It was, you know, not to elaborate too much on it, it was just something that, you know, couldn't really control. And as long as everything went, you know, right, you know, I was able to be back out here. But if anything would have came up a little abnormal here or, you know, a reoccurrence of it, you know, that would probably be it.
And you must have felt like maybe a little bit like a victim, how unfair that might be, because really you're just kind of getting your career started for the first few years.
You know, at first it was something like that, but you know, everything happens for a reason. I don't think God put me in that situation to do anything but make me stronger. And, you know, having that conviction and having that faith, I mean, it made it a little easier to get through, a little easier to fight, and a little easier to, you know, get back out here and be in a position I'm in to, you know, come back and be here with the Bills.
Offensive lineman Chris Harrison in studio with us back at OTAs for the last couple of weeks. During that time last year, and I think you were, you know, you were there at training camp, did you spend time around the team last fall? I mean, were you here? Were you in meetings? Or what were you able to do?
No, I was here until it happened, until, you know, I went to the hospital. And
which was August or something, right?
Yeah, it was right before the first preseason game,
okay.
I believe.
All right, early August.
Or, no, it was when we got back to One Bills Drive.
Okay.
It was a few days after we got back to One Bills Drive. And after that, I was back home. You know, all the doctors and everything, you know, we got set up back home so I could be with my family. And, you know, we took care of it there. I came up a few times, tried to catch some games, tried to, you know, stay in touch and just be a part of it, you know, even though I wasn't able to do much. You know, at least come and support the guys. And, you know, I'd shoot them texts before games. And, you know, I still wanted to, you know, feel a part of it. I know those guys are busy, you know, preparing week in and week out. So I wasn't expecting them to, you know, try and reach out to me all, you know, day in and day out. But I, you know, wanted to make sure they didn't forget about me too much.
Sure. And it was a new coaching staff. And I guess you missed a significant chunk of time with Coach Pat Morris and all the work that Doug Marrone puts in with the offensive line. That had hurt a little bit too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he invested a lot of time, you know, into that, you know, offensive line last year, and it would have been great to be a part of, you know, have, you know, two great coaches. You know, the little time I was with them, you could tell the influence they had and, you know, the success, you know, factor that they were going to bring to this offensive line. So you know, something that I sort of missed out on, but it was something I know I can, you know, benefit from now.
Marone has such a good reputation as an offensive line coach. Do players like that when the head coach jumps in and is in drills with you? And I mean, he's right there, hands on. He's doing everything with you guys, technique wise.
Absolutely, because he sees the work that you put in. A lot of times, you know, head coaches, you know, don't have one position that they like to come to. They sort of, you know, delegate all those things out to the position coaches. And you know, to have him help, you know, Pat and be there and have the eyes on Pat, so we're all on one page. He knows what we're doing. He knows what we're working on over an individual. He's working on it with us. He knows the, you know, what to expect from us and what to, you know, what we need to build on. And to have him give us that input, you know, is invaluable.
They know what Marone in particular knows what he's looking at when he looks at offensive linemen. How much do you think the start you had at right tackle factor into the way they look at you now? Even though he wasn't here, they got to know that you played and played pretty well during your couple of years, your first few years in the league.
You know, I was able to do, you know, some good things, you know, my first 2 years. And they were able to, you know, see that on film and see the type of player I am. But, you know, there's nothing like being hands-on and, you know, missing out on that year. You know, I sort of got a little catching up to do to show them, you know, day in and day out, you know, the type of player I can be.
Yeah, I was thinking about the catch-up factor. I mean, it's almost like, you know, you're gone. You had to deal with your issues, your health issues last year, and the train keeps rolling down the tracks, doesn't it? They don't wait for you, anybody in this
The game stops for nobody. I mean, this league keeps rolling, and that's what makes it such a great league and so competitive. You know, there's always a younger guy coming in to push you, and, you know, that pushes the level of play up, you know, and you can't fault the game for that.
Sure.
I mean, that's a part of the business. That's what you sign up for. And that's why the guys that are here and that have been here for such a long time are such productive players. And all around the league, you know, it pushes guys. And, you know, it's unlike any other league, I think, you know, in the way that the train keeps rolling.
Yeah. Chris Hairston, offensive lineman in studio with us, the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. You talk about young guys, and this year in particular in the draft, the Bills went out and drafted some big, huge offensive linemen, a couple of them tackles, which ups the ante, doesn't it? I mean, there's just more competition. You expect that, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. That's what good teams do. They find talent, and they plug it in, and they, you know, use it to push the guys in front of them, use it to, you know, upgrade or – you know, help the team out. And I think those guys can, you know, help this team, and that's what it's all about. You know, whatever they ask me to do, that's what I want to do to help this team. And whatever they ask, you know, the young guys to do, that's what they need to do to help this team. And as long as we, you know, we're making it happen and, you know, working our way towards those playoffs and to the big game, that's all that matters.
Chris, this team's got a couple of weeks of OTAs in the books now, and by the end of the second week, they kind of moved you around a little bit. They threw you out there at left tackle with the first team for a while. Talk about that.
We had a few nicks and bruises here and there, you know, which comes with the game, and you always got to be ready to move around. I played, you know, second team left tackle all the way up until today. I believe Chris Williams was the guy that was out.
Right.
You know, they stuck Courtney inside, put me in there. I guess they feel like, you know, they can trust me with it, and that's a good feeling, you know, especially coming back and, you know, knowing, you know, I got to get out there with a high level of competition and show them what I can do.
They also, didn't they have you take some reps inside at guard?
Yeah, that was sort of a surprise deal. That was just like, you know, we want Courtney to get some reps at tackle today. We don't really have a, you know, another guy, because that'll shortchange the next group and, you know, the group behind that. So you want to, you know, and I was, you know, happy to move inside and do what I got to do. And, you know, if I can show them I can stay here with that, you know, the more I can do, the more I can help this team.
Do you like it inside, or is it, it's got to be a lot different?
It's awkward. I've never played guard before. You know, I'm not sure. It's probably doesn't, you know, it's still OTA, so, yeah. I can't take, you know, too much weight into the move, but you know, if it were a long-term deal, it would be a lot of things I had to work on.
Yeah. You know, I hear scouts say sometimes that there's real value in offensive linemen who can play all five positions. You got to feel that way, too, in your position. Like, if they want you to play guard, left side, right side, tackle, you got to be ready, I would think, in the offensive line, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, guys cross-train. You know, the drills we do, you know, we work on the blocks that guards have to make. You know, we work on, you know, left side, right side footwork. We don't just do, you know, one movement or one stance or one position as much as people think we do. You know, there's always a chance, you have to be moved here or there. You know, you're only taking, you know, seven guys into a game. You know, you have a couple crucial injuries at certain positions. You know, somebody's got to make that move.
Yeah.
Chris, with all the time that you miss with the 8 months or more on the sidelines, how is your conditioning level now? And do you feel like you got to play catch up in that regard?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, still a lot to be desired. And that's what, you know, OTAs and this offseason, you know, has been about for me. This strength and conditioning staff has been, you know, absolutely, you know, pushing me as hard as I can to get into, you know, shape so I can, you know, have a healthy season and then not put myself in jeopardy of, you know, a little tweak here and tweak there. And, you know, I'm trying to do everything that's asked of me, and I know that, you know, the results will come out positive.
It sounds like the way you describe it, you're still kind of in the ramp-up phase, and maybe by the time we all get to camp on July 20th, and that's when you feel like you'll be ready to really compete. Is that accurate to say?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's what they got on this team. You know, you want to peak when it's time to, you know, really go out there and make your money.
Yeah.
You know, with camp and the competition, especially getting out there and being able to play against you know, go down to Latrobe and, yeah, you know, get some, you know, some opposite color.
Right.
That's when you really want to shine. Not saying that you don't go out and go hard every day in OTAs, but camp is when you know, gunning for a spot.
You've started in this league. You've backed up. You've been a swing tackle. How do you envision your role moving forward?
I mean, I don't really have any power over there. All I can do is be the best player I can be and, you know, get in where I fit in. You know, as long as I'm here and able to help this team get to the playoffs, that's where I want to be.
We wish you well. Thanks for coming by here tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Chris Hairston, Bills offensive lineman. It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. From One Bills Drive, this is Buffalo Bills Radio.